Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Tuesday morning's new moon in Libra offers an intriguing combination of wonderfully lovely placements and challenging placements. In this, the new moon chart is like the world we're living in. Perhaps the mixture of wonderful and terrible feels more acute these days. But the fact is, our world is always like this, just more right now, more acutely, more present, more in need of attention and care and work and change. And yet that underlying pattern is always present, the wonderful and the challenging together, our desire to create a world that is perfect for us, and our ongoing inability to make that happen. And so the underlying theme, well, not even really underlying, the theme of this new moon is how to find our place, our still point, in the midst of a very challenging and sometimes terrible world. Let's dive in. Tuesday morning's new moon at the end of Libra, the third decan, presents a challenge, the challenge of finding and keeping our balance in a chaotic world. The sun and moon are conjunct at 28:21 Libra, our attention focused on the closing moments of cardinal air, the daytime home of Venus. This modern world can limit Venus to empty, trivial versions of beauty or art, whatever's trending, but her realm of balance and harmony includes much more. In Libra, we meet the diplomat, the negotiator, and the advocate, as well as the deepest artist and warmest lover. Libra wants every voice heard, not just the pretty ones, the wealthy ones, or the powerful. And also, the end of Libra shows us how messy, confusing, and difficult the world is. Life will never be perfect. There will always be more challenges. Libra calls for balance, yet we end up walking a tightrope over an abyss. It's a complicated place, this end of Libra. In some systems, Jupiter is said to rule this decan. He can certainly make things big enough and crazy enough so we can't miss the message. By triplicity, Mercury rules this decan. Our thoughts and communication focused on all the things we long to say as we reach for balanced ways to express our thoughts. At the end of Libra, Saturn reaches his degree of maximum exaltation, the strongest and most effective Saturn in the zodiac. Time to face into reality as it is, no filters, and still somehow keep our balance. This isn't easy. The new moon is opposite the Chiron-Eris conjunction. Chiron, the asteroid holding the archetype of the wounded healer, is retrograde at 2441 Aries. Chiron challenges us to heal personal wounds, the ones we experience in childhood. Chiron asks us to do more than just get over it. We're invited to reclaim what was lost, reintegrate all our gifts, live more fully. Eris, the asteroid holding the archetype of chaos, is also retrograde at 2508 Aries. Here the scope widens to include the world with all her needs. We're challenged to fix what humanity has broken, to mend damage and build better. Chiron and Eris are in the last decan of Aries, where we meet the healing power of art. Venus, in early Libra herself right now, who rules the new moon, also rules this last decan of Aries, where we find the asteroids showing us where we and our world need healing. Opposition, the aspect here, sounds like a challenge, maybe a fight. Sometimes it can be, yet oppositions are what we have at each full moon. At an opposition, we're face to face, fully illuminating each other as we lean in to key issues. There can be conflict. There's also a chance for breakthrough. A path forward lights up. Jupiter squares this new moon and the Chiron-Eris conjunction, making this a T-square. This is a very exalted Jupiter at the end of Cancer, generous, beneficent, expansive. Squares are a challenge, yet when it comes from a Jupiter this focused on warmth and support, the challenge becomes an invitation to open our minds and hearts, to lean into new viewpoints, to consider radical solutions. We're in a radical time period, after all. The big change triangle is still very much in play. Pluto at 1:22 Aquarius trines Uranus retrograde at 0:39 Gemini, while each sextiles Neptune retrograde at 0 Aries. Saturn is still in the neighborhood, but has slipped back to 26 Pisces. The new moon, so close to the end of Libra, anticipates a series of exact aspects to the big change planets as each luminary enters Scorpio, which they will do during the new moon phase. The new moon squares Pluto, who in this moment represents the abyss beneath our end of Libra tightrope. The beginning of Aquarius is a place of exile. By choice or by decree, we have to leave home, strike out in new, unknown directions. Confusion and chaos are givens. The new moon forms a yod to Uranus and Neptune with quincunxes, 150 degree aspects, to each, as they, Uranus and Neptune, sextile each other. Again, the path laid out is not easy, but holds healing. The answer, the solution to a yod, is said to lie opposite its apex, which in this case is the new moon. Opposite the new moon, we find Chiron calling for personal healing and Eris challenging us to address the needs of the world. Jupiter also creates a grand trine in water. As he connects with that late Pisces Saturn and the Mars-Mercury conjunction in Scorpio. Here's our window into the chaotic world. Scorpio is deep, incisive, unflinching, and not all that nice, actually. Mars, ancient ruler of Scorpio, can be aggressive and sneaky. Mercury right here is capable of deception, but honestly more interested in pulling back the covers and exposing what's really going on. Scorpio is associated with subterfuge, but the role of Scorpio is more often to expose than to allow underhanded dealings to continue. Scorpio's not nice, but it has a no-holds-barred commitment to accuracy, no matter how dark it is. Connecting Mars and Mercury in Scorpio with an exalted Jupiter and Saturn retrograding back into Pisces asks us to look, to turn the rock over, to dig into that dark corner of the basement. Not for the temporary shock value, but to face into a part of reality that's legit tough to look at. Mars for strength, Mercury for deep insight, Saturn for reality, and Jupiter for the expansive grace to see it, hold it, and commit to healing it. So yes, this is a new moon for hope and healing, but without any promises that the world will suddenly magically be different than it is. The new moon invites us to open our hearts, embrace the complexity and challenge of the world we live in, and still have the courage and heart to lean in, to be creative, to dive into challenge, to heal, to keep going. We do that by finding the still point within. That Libra point, that place, is going to be different for each of us. It can be faith, family, art, relationships, love, nature. The call for this new moon is to find our still point if we've lost it. To recenter in that place when we find it and move outward from there into a world that needs us. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all the grace and beauty that a new moon in Libra can hold, especially with such a wonderfully generous and beneficent Jupiter in the sky. There is more than enough positive to help us face into and commit to working on the darkness that is always present in our world and cries out for our attention. As always, thank you for listening.